Hello and welcome to the Eclectic Hour with your host, Greg Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the people being interviewed. And today I'll be interviewing Honeybee and playing some of their music that they've written and recorded. Today's show is all about the life and music of these local talents, Martha and Morgan Hannaford. Welcome to you, Honeybee.
Hi, thanks, Craig.
Yes, thanks, Craig.
Oh, very nice to have you guys. Now, my first question of you both is, what have your career paths been besides music?
Oh, boy. I am a biologist during the day. I teach biology at Shasta College, and I do water quality consulting.
And Martha?
Well, that could vary from... Our name of our band is Honeybee. When coming up with the idea for that, I have been a beekeeper most of my life, raised in a beekeeping family and such. And so we thought, with all the fun jazz references in jazz music, that Honeybee would be appropriate for our band name and with my past as well as being a beekeeper. So.
I was going to ask you how that Honeybee came to be, so you answered the question.
There you go.
Fantastic. Okay, and the second question is, when did you take up your instrument of choice, and how did it happen, and when did you begin to write your own songs?
Oh, boy. Our family music dates way past my great-grandfather. He played for barn dances on the fiddle. And then passed the music on up to us. I actually learned how to play on his violin that we lost in the car fire, but was a privilege having the music in our family all these generations, and growing up with music with grandparents and my mother, and my dad played fiddle, and so it's been a family heritage.
From a very early age.
Yes.
And I noted that you was up in Manton. You had your daughters, and they were performing. And when did you start them on fiddle and guitar and such?
Well, I started them as soon as they could hold one, of course.
Okay. Little and baby fiddles, huh?
Yes, yes. And just wanted them to have a variety of... opportunities to try out all different instruments, so they may or may not eventually stick with the fiddle, but it's something that they can do and have had that opportunity. So
yeah, they did well. They were great. We really enjoyed them. Yeah. And Morgan?
Well, I was fortunate that my family supported music throughout my life. My father was a musician. He was a drummer in bands in the 60s, etc. And after starting with the usual recorder in grade school and saxophone and piano, I picked up the guitar at 15. And that was probably the first instrument that I really took off on, teaching myself how to play after some good lessons. And then later on, added mandolin, pedal steel, dobro, bass, and effectively whatever instrument kind of came across my way.
Yeah, you're really good on that mandolin, I noted. Very nice, very nice. Okay, so we want to get your music out there, and we want to make sure that folks get to hear your music. And your CD is Head in the Clouds. How did you come to write that song, and, you know, how did that come to be?
I think my take on it was, for one, we were going for a certain style of sound, kind of that jazzy, maybe Latin, Brazilian style sound. And then I think just the whole notion that we were going to try to write a Brazilian-ish style jazz tune felt like a lofty goal. And so I think the words "head in the clouds" came from, for me anyway, it was, you know, you're going to set out to write a song that, you know, you're standing on the shoulders of giants. You got to have, you know, your head up there in order to think you can do that.
Uh-huh. Very good. And I noted that on the cover of your Head in the Clouds CD, it says Honey Bee, and it looks like it's an official place. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the BLM sign down on Clear Creek Road. Of course, the Honey Bee is by BLM, but the rest of it was photo edited for our benefits. So okay. we took out all the
what it really said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it looks so real that what you can do with photo editing now.
Yeah.
That's great. The
Department of Interior has not contacted us yet to get royalties. But
that's pretty cool.
And if you notice in the background, that the smoke hanging in the trees, we felt like it really fit the scene for a lot of our lyrics in our album and such.
Very good. Okay, well, we'll start out with Head in the Clouds.
You can't be living with your head in the clouds. You can't be living with your head in the clouds. Echo off the mountain when I call my name out loud, and I'm trying to be free, but I'm too far out from me. Can't be singing when you're crying out loud. You can't be singing when you're crying out loud. Something I can count on when I stand out in a crowd, and I try and find the key, but I've lost some melody.
Nice. Now, next song on your CD is called The Devil's Darner. The Devil's Darner. And that song is one of the only two songs that You, Morgan Hannaford, are writer's credit with Jonathan Foster, a fellow singer-songwriter of yours, and the proprietor of Miracle Mile Recordings. How did this song come to be?
Jonathan's been a good friend for quite some time, and we, in addition to hanging out and playing music together, we wrote some songs together. Literally just sat down and said, "Hey, let's write some songs," and this came out. The Devil's Darner came out. My biology training is I'm an aquatic entomologist, and Jonathan is a wetlands biologist, and so we're talking about how songs about wetlands and such, and the dragonfly came up. And the dragonfly's name in the South is called the Devil's Darner.
Oh.
And where that, the lyrics in the song kind of spell it out, but it was a warning to lazy children who go nap by a stream that, what might happen to them.
I'm glad you shared that, because I didn't understand that. That's good to know. Our audience will find out what that's all about. The Devil's Darner. Here we go.
Cypress swamps and bogs to the Tupelo Slough, where the river twists and folds to the muddy bayou. The story has been told to the young down from the old. The Devil's Dawn is coming after you. Snuck down to have a snooze beside a stream. Skipped out on his chores behind his ears he didn't clean. From the banks, parents only heard a terrifying scream. They searched for days and still he ain't been seen. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. He'll dawn on your eyes, knit your nose, sew your lips and ears. Sting, it feels like fire, gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Listen to your elders, do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take your soul. In a black fly cloud at dawn, needle palm, and search for comfort underneath the outer serpent's right arm. Don't fall asleep by the waterside. Everybody wants your return as the devil's dawn has spawned. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. Hit down your eyes, knit your nose, sew your lips and ears. Sting, it feels like fire, gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Listen to your elders, going, do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take you. You are told, don't let the devil's dawn take your soul.
Well, audience, Morgan Hannaford says that's his evil voice there. So.
Kind of a Tom Waits meets Leonard Cohen.
Meets Morgan Hannaford.
Yeah. You've been warned.
Oh, I didn't even know you had it in you. Obviously you do. All right. Next on your CD is called Run Free. Anything to say about that one?
Well, we wrote this pre-car fire and kind of finished up the lyrics after the fire came through and destroyed our home. And we had had a situation with my horse as well where she was evacuated and didn't know where she was. And so we kind of thought, you know, this song kind of reflects how situations just come your way and you got to make the best of them, and sometimes you need to just drop the bridle and let the horse run free.
Okay. Yeah, so you had a home out there in the country, apparently.
Yeah, out on the Zogmine Road in Igo.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, at the very end of the car fire, you know, of course it came and went, which was kind of stressful for everybody. But we were up in Oregon actually playing at a fundraiser for the Eugene Food Bank.
Mm.
And we got notification that the car fire was basically coming down on our place. We managed to ask a friend to go get our horse out of there, but nothing else could be saved. So.
Wow. Well, you've been through a lot. No doubt about it. Run free.
follow me. Drop the bridle and let the horse run free.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. You recorded this at After Hours Studios. What's the situation over there, and how did that come to be?
We really have we're lucky in Redding, Shasta County, to have such a great resource with Bruce Turgan at After Hours Recorders. I first went into the studio there with the Muletown project that I had about 10 years ago with Jim Dyer, Tori Pratt.
I've got that CD.
Yeah, that was Tracy Manuel, and just a whole group of really good, talented people. And it was kind of almost like a talent compilation album in a way. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we went in there and recorded that at Bruce's studio. And Bruce is a super experienced. He has been involved in the recording process and engineering since the 70s, you know, when tape was the dominant form of recording. And Jonathan's recorded all his albums at After Hours, and Jim Dyer's recorded his album at After Hours, a number of other people, Allison and Victor. We recorded this with Bruce, and it's been a great resource to have in town.
Now, Bruce, he had fame as a performer. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, he worked with Lou Gramm and Foreigner is the kind of the primary groups, but a number of other groups, Steve Stevens and Montrose. So it's just an incredible songwriter history with Bruce.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and we've got another song called First by Loving You. Anything to say about that?
Boy, I wrote this one actually for my sweet husband.
Aww.
And then also for myself and all those who, need to take time to just care for themselves so that we have enough energy to care for others.
Okay. First by Loving You.
Never strong enough to make you care for you. It's not hard to love you, dear, in everything you do. Please take the love you give to me and take some back for you and show me that you really care. First by loving you.
Well said, well done.
I also have to say I did completely write that song with thought of having Morgan play the pedal steel on it, because I just love hearing him practice pedal steel. So I think he did a really, really awesome job on those.
He had a good opportunity.
They say the best time to learn to play pedal steel is 40 years ago. Now that was of course, it was an homage to the great 50s country ballads, you know, George mm-hmm. Jones, Tammy Wynette style, and that's what we're shooting for.
All right. Our audience we have in the studio, Honeybee, and that's Martha and Morgan Hannaford. And I want to ask them, what are some of the ways to get your music to be on your email list and all that sort of thing?
Well, we have a webpage, honeybeejazz.com, and that's a good resource, because from that webpage you can reach to links where you can listen to the streaming album mm-hmm. and other singles that we've done. Otherwise, we have a Facebook, Honeybee Jazz Facebook page, which will also link you to the webpage. And Spotify and iTunes are where you can stream the music.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon and YouTube and pretty much on all the platforms, listening platforms, Deezer,
and if you want a physical copy of a CD, you can come out and see us at a gig or message us.
Yes, and what gigs do you have lined up at the present?
Well, for Honeybee, we of course have been off for some time because of a virus pandemic that occurred last year. But appropriately enough, we're going to play at Cafe Paradiso on Saturday the 19th, the night before Father's Day. And it's appropriate because our last gig about a year ago was at Cafe Paradiso when one of the opportunistic moments of lifting of the shutdown happened. So we're lucky to, we like playing at the small, intimate venues like that in town.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything beyond that at this point?
Well, we also are in a band called Across the Grain with Carl Amberg, Mark Grant, and Scott Chuchi, kind of a collaboration of musicians. And we're playing with Across the Grain at Sizzle's Kitchen downtown in Reading on Saturday evening, June 12th. And that is an evening gig downtown. And that features, Across the Grain features Carl Amberg's original songs.
It's actually our very... our CD release party for our two EPs that we did that part of the pandemic, and so we're going to be celebrating the two EP albums that night and playing through them, as well as a lot of new tunes that Carl's written since. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, people can stay in touch by going to honeybeejazz.com, that website, and all that sort of thing, and find out what you're up to.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Good deal. All right. You're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. And we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And there's yet another way you can help KKRN, and that's by donating your car, your truck, your boat, your motorcycle, your RV to KKRN by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433, and we thank you so very much. Again, I'm pleased to say that we have the duo known as Honeybee in studio, and we're going to resume with more of their music. The next song on their CD is called Fence Posts. Anything to say about that?
This was also a co-write with me and Jonathan Foster, and this song is interesting. It actually, for Jonathan as well, he gets a lot of positive feedback from reviewers of his music. When I recorded my vocal for this and the guitar track at the same session that he recorded his version of the song, so he's released this and Devil's Darner on his last album. And so I don't know. I think the lyrics kind of say, you know, when the fence posts are leaning, there's something going on underneath that you need to know about.
Mm-hmm. Fence posts. Well, the next song on your Head in the Clouds CD, it's Say Something New. What do you have to say?
Boy, this is a song I wrote, and I like to say that this is my contrafact jazz tune. I have so many interests, but old vintage jazz is probably my primary drive, and I'm a huge fan of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and I like to think of this one as my a fine romance, like their skit they do, Why Don't You Do Right, like some other men do, you know. So this is my contrafact, and I reference a lot of other jazz tunes in this particular skit tune that Morgan and I do together, and it's just a fun one.
You know, I saw you do some music with some Stefan Grappelli music, and that was really impressive. That's hard stuff to do. It's great music, and Martha, you did good.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna go with Say Something New.
And sing a song that is true. Your stale chips and flat soda pop, they aren't good enough for me. Let's fizz it up and sweeten things up and create a new recipe. Oh, say something to me new, dear. Something that thrills, dear. Sing something to me new, dear. A song that is true. Say you're the bee's knees, dear.
Bees like honey, but I like beer.
Well, there's no more hooch around here, dear.
Oh, I got a new guitar for you. Been fishing hard all day long, dear.
Well, the sunshine's been gone for a long, long time, dear.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice, dear.
And sing a song that is true.
Let's take a chance,
create a new romance,
and throw out the old habits too.
No more skydiving, we'll go high flying, change up the blues. Sing something to me new, dear. Your song always thrills, dear. Sing something to me new, dear. A song that is true.
Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to our good friend Bill Sharp, who played trumpet on that. And originally when I wrote the tune, I was thinking, oh my word, I got to have a conversation with the trumpet on this tune.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole skit between the trumpet and the violin is just so fun, and mm-hmm. and the vocals as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it works out real, real nice. Oh, man. Okay, and... my favorite song on your CD is, you can guess. I've played it several times on the air already. What would that be?
Oh, Tropical Waves.
Uh-huh.
Maui Age.
That's yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, and you're on the...
ukulele.
The ukulele.
Yes, and actually the picture on the back of our album is a picture from The Road to Hana. While we were in Maui, and we wrote this tune right before the pandemic hit, and while we were in Maui in February, right before the pandemic hit. So,
well, I'm glad you got to do it. Yeah, we went to Maui, and you know, this was before the pandemic and all, and we tried to do the Road to Hana, and we got a long way up there, and we just got tired of going switching forth and back and forth and back and forth, and we gave up and headed back down again. We didn't quite make it.
Well, if you'd made it, you would have seen the beautiful rainbow on the other side, and the rainbow's on the back of our album, and it's also referenced in this tune.
Yeah, we saw a lot of rainbows. Rainbows every day. Of course, that's on their license plate too, you know. And yeah, it was absolutely delightful. We had, you know, perfect. It was just perfect there for us. The only thing is, we couldn't make it to Hana. But
it's a commitment of a drive.
Yes, it is. All right, well, we're gonna go ahead and play my favorite on your CD.
Young in this golden jubilee.
the fruit stand. Hakala, it's coffee time. Traveling road to Hana with my mama, got my rainbow halo on. Put a bet on your line, it will rain fruit of the ocean. Waves seem to win in a Maui age, but I think I'll Kahola mahalo mele. Eoia kako awe. Ahu ahu Maui. Swims and waves hello. We'll sing a thank you song. Oh, there it is, everyone. Till we meet again in Maui. Ahu, ahu, Maui. Ahu, ahu, Maui. Ahu.
That captures it beautifully, and it just lets me go back to those times or that. And so when I want to go back, I can just listen to Maui Age.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we wanted to say also on that, Scott Jujie is all over our album with his magical enhancements with his percussion and sound effects, and we can't say enough about how much fun we have playing with him and his contribution to our album, as well as Michael Harris on some of our songs as well. Without them, it wouldn't be as interesting as it is, and it's really great to have them a part of our music.
It all went together really well. Next up is Occam's Blues, and I always think of the story of Occam's Razor. Would you explain this one?
Yeah, I'm glad you know that reference, because mm-hmm. The people I explain this song to have a hard time kind of getting their head around it. But anyway, Occam's Razor, of course, is William of Occam was a philosopher back, I think, in the 1400s, 1500s, and essentially Occam's Razor is his explanation. The best explanation for a problem is the simplest solution. And this Occam's Blues, I wanted to write a simple blues, so it's sort of a geeky joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a 2-chord blues. It only goes from the 1 to the 4, back to the 1.
Thanks for the explanation of how that came to be. The name, the title. Okay, Occam's Razor. Oh, no, Occam's Blues. Again, I want to thank Martha and Morgan Hannaford of Honeybee so much for being here in studio and sharing the music with our KKRN listeners. And I hope you've enjoyed this Eclectic Hour as much as I have. And I want to thank you for lending us your ears and listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And if you have any questions about the music or musicians you've heard, you can contact me at craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And don't forget the dot between my first and last name. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air in the right time slots. Tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour.